And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm super excited about today's show for a couple of reasons. The first reason is I've got some friends of mine that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that are my guests today. And you know what? You're going to learn a lot from them. You're going to learn a ton of information from them because they're all about helping other people succeed. You know why I know this? Because I've had them on this radio show several times in the past, and they have never failed to deliver great content that you can use to advance your desire to become a real estate investor. Now, let me give you a little background about Matt and Conjita. First of all, they're successful real estate investors. They, at one time, like you, had a retirement problem. Now, they're making great money. Now, don't get me wrong. They were making great money. They worked in oil and gas. They were pulling in six-figure incomes per person for the household. So, you know, their ability to do certain things that they wanted to do was available to them because they had something called disposable income. But along the way, they figured out that unless they wanted to continue working for the rest of their lives, what they were doing may have been ineffective. So they were talking to a buddy of theirs, a guy by the name of Eric Johnson, who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And Eric was encouraging them to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what they did? They followed his advice. They went to Lifestyles Unlimited. They became members. They went through the two-day financial freedom seminar, and it changed the course of their life. Now, all this happened way back in 2016. Yeah, I'm talking about a date that's like, you know, technically almost about 9 years from now or 9 years ago. However, that decision in 2016 radically changed their lives. It did. Matt was able to make certain investment decisions that caused him to retire himself 11 months after joining. They continued to do the things that they needed to do to get Conjita retired after 5 years. So let's do the math on that. Matt has been effectively real estate retired for 8 years. Conjita has been effectively real estate retired for 4 years. And together, they are very successful real estate investors. That's how they got it done. They did what Lifestyles Unlimited taught them to do. They took the information, they put it into action, and they got the results they were trying to get. So let me do this. Let me bring Matt and Conjita onto the show. I want you to understand that they're real people. They put on their clothes one leg at a time, just like we do. And more importantly, I want to give them the opportunity to share information with you that the reality of it is nobody else is willing to share with you. So let me welcome to the show, Matt and Conjita. How are you guys doing today? Are you feeling pretty good?
Yes.
You can tell I'm all pumped up again, you know, because when I get you guys onto the show, I just know that we're just leaving breadcrumbs of information for people to follow and pick up. And I know the information that you've shared in the past has helped other people. And the reason I know that is I get emails from time to time from the listeners that say, hey, what was going on with Matt and Conjita? And I respond to them and they go, yeah, they did a really good job. They helped me out with this. So, you know, what you're doing is making a difference, even though you may not be getting direct feedback. How does that make you feel?
One of the things that we love about that I love about networking with Lifestyles members is exactly that, is like I'm showing them the way, because we didn't, you know, Matt and I grew up with going to college, having jobs, and this whole gig around real estate investment wasn't really in our bingo card for you know, really ever. And so kind of showing new folks like, hey, this is how we've done it and you can do it too, is kind of part of what I really appreciate about Lifestyle.
Matt, you had a thought on that?
No, I mean, pretty much the same, Al. I mean, it's great to hear because, you know, it is, like Conjita said, it's not something we were ever exposed to. And just, you know, being able to show, you know, people, our kids, my family, that, you know, this is out there, and it's something that they could, a tool they can use to help them succeed is just, it's really what, one of the things that's really great about Lifestyles.
So when Eric told you about Lifestyles Unlimited, did you think he was insane, or did you think that maybe he had some information that you could use?
Eric's kind of just like us. He's, you know, engineer background, and, you know, the usual conservative kind of guy. So when he's saying something like that, you kind of pay attention, you kind of listen to it a little bit more. And he wasn't very pushy about it. He'd been a member for 8 years before he got us involved. So it's just, you know, knowing that there's some actual success in the group already from somebody that you know and trust is hugely beneficial in terms of helping you get over that initial skepticism, which you should have when you go into something like this. But, you know, just again, having that knowledge, that touch point of experience in someone that you trust is huge to help you get going.
So Conjita, since you guys have done all the different routes that we offer as part of the roadmap of Lifestyles Unlimited, which one do you feel was the most beneficial for you and Matt?
We were multifamily passive investors first, then we bought a bunch of houses, and now we are lead investors. And I think that's a really hard question, Al, because they all filled a specific need that we had at the time. So being passive investors worked because both Matt and I had jobs, and it was, you know, what we perceived to be kind of the only logical path, that you find a deal that you like, you find a lead that you trust, and you give them your money, and then you receive monthly reports and quarterly cash flows. I mean, that was like the, you know, passive, as the name suggests. However, the single family homes is what really propelled Matt's retirement, because they cash flow faster, is a little bit under more your control. You can liquidate them when you have to. So liquidity is more under your control, whereas the multifamily deals are not quite, you know, it's an illiquid investment vehicle. So the single family homes worked to retire Matt, and we couldn't have done that without the single family portfolio. And then as lead investors, we, you know, once I retired, that both of us could put, you know, really full time into this business. As leads, we have a little bit more control, more transparency, more visibility. We're able to help other people, help new investors come in. And so it's a really hard question, because I think that they all fit a specific niche need that we had at the time. So I'm sorry that I'm not answering your question, but that's what it is.
You know, Matt, I think she did a great job of answering my question. She was right on target. And if I heard you correctly, Conjita, you told me that you did what was necessary at the time based on your strategy, based on your goals, and based on your objectives. Matt, am I close?
Right. And it's an ever evolving strategy, whatever you want to call it. You know, situations change, you know, needs change, you know, desires, wants, all those things change. And it's something that we, you know, regularly sit down and, you know, talk about, you know, what do we want to do in the future? What does that look like? And how do we get there?
So it's a fluid investment strategy that makes sense based on your goals, based on your objectives, based on what you're trying to accomplish. And clearly it's work, because Matt, I mean, you got yourself retired in 11 months. Did you really think that you were going to be able to do that when you started down that path?
No, that honestly, that was never really a plan when we started. The plan when we started was, you know, do better with our money kind of thing. And it just morphed into, you know, hey, this works, this looks great. You know, and Lifestyles is constantly talking about retiring in, you know, whatever, 3-5 years. And so we did the math and looked at it and said, you know, what's it take? And the number was shockingly close. And so we, you know, figured out a way to get there. And that was single family houses. And we went, bought what we needed, bought a little bit extra just to, you know, make sure we were well covered. And then, you know, 11 months later, we had enough that I could, you know, walk away and never look back.
So Conjita, to do all this investing, did you guys go out in the backyard and dig up all the gold you had buried, or where did the money come from?
No, yeah, as Matt said, I think that we had quite a bit of capital to deploy to begin with because of, you know, years of working and investing and saving. But no, I mean, yeah, through real estate, we were able to retire Matt.
No gold. Okay. Well, could have happened. I mean, I watch all those Discovery shows. That's why I'm into that gold stuff. But why did you wait until 2021 to retire? I mean, it kind of seems to me if you could take care of Matt in 11 months, why didn't you take care of yourself in 11 months?
Yeah, so I worked for Big Oil and I had really good benefits that I could carry into retirement, but I needed to meet certain milestones. And so as Matt, you know, is very fond of saying, basically golden handcuffs. And so I needed to stay a specific amount of time before I was eligible for medical insurance, which was kind of the big thing that I was waiting for. So the earliest that I could leave was 2021, and that's when I left.
You put a mark on your calendar and you just endured corporate America until that time came?
Indeed.
Did you feel like you were like in a power position, in other words, a position of control?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And so, you know, if you've ever been around oil and gas, there's a constant sort of churn of reorganizations, of layoffs and things like that. And every time that would come around, I'm thinking, okay, if they don't have a job for me, my plan B is not so bad, right? I would just stay and retire. And so it gives you a level of comfort. And then that I think that other people did not have. I think that the people that I worked around, every time something like that would come around, they would kind of go into a panic. Because if their jobs ended, you will put them on the street looking for another job. And I would not look for another job. I would, you know, kind of pivot into full-time real estate sooner than I had wanted to, but I would have found a way to bridge the gap with medical insurance and all that, which was what was really keeping me there. But yeah, no, absolutely. Sort of allowed this kind of peace of mind, if you will, like, oh, it's another reorg, you know, what you're going to do, way of life and going on from there.
Yeah, it's kind of cool when you get to that point in your life where you go, hey, you know what? I don't necessarily need this job, but I'm kind of taking advantage of this job. I'm giving them what they want. But if they fire me, who cares, right?
Yep, exactly.
That is a way different feeling than the feeling you had before 2016, correct?
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
So prior to 2016, I mean, what were you living under a fear of being fired, laid off? What was the concern that you guys were dealing with?
So I think, you know, so from my perspective, I had good performance reviews, I got good sponsors in the company. And so I wasn't terrified of it. And I think that I felt employable. So even if my company let me go, I felt like I would have opportunities outside. But after 2016, just seeing what lifestyles people had accomplished within real estate really changed that game.
Yeah. You know, you're speaking music to my ears. Tell you what, we're going to commercial break, and when we come back from commercial break, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments. Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Matt and Conchita, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So Matt, at a certain point in your investing strategy, you made a decision to move away from the houses and then move into lead investor activity as a multifamily investor. What caused you to make that decision? Was it a lack of income from your other investments, or do you just like being in control?
So it was something, being a lead is something that we've always kind of had in the back of our mind as something we wanted to do. And quite honestly, at the ages and the time that we retired, sitting around was just not going to be an option. So we needed something to fill the time. And it was a challenge that I think excited both of us. We felt like we could be good at it. We had a lot of things that we could bring to the table from what we'd done previously. And just being passives and running the single family stuff brought a little bit more experience. And it was just something that we really wanted to tackle. And it also gave us the ability to get some of our friends and family more involved in this that either hadn't been or that we'd brought into lifestyles, and just to, as another way for them to, move their journey forward as well.
So it was really a concept of not only helping yourself, but helping other people.
Absolutely. It's been, like I said, for me personally, it's been great, because I've been able to get my dad and my sister involved in it. And it was not necessarily things that they would have been willing to trust anybody else with. I mean, it's a big responsibility on my shoulders, but at the same time, I think it's going to be hugely beneficial for them personally. And that's just something that I really am happy to be able to do.
So, Conchita, when did you guys start this lead investor journey?
So we had this spoken or unspoken agreement that we wouldn't get into our own deals until I retired. And so in 2021, when I left my job, and it was right around the time Lifestyles Unlimited opened at Tennessee Realty, and we can tell you a little bit more about that as well and why Tennessee, that's when our search, became in earnest, if you will. And in 2022, we closed on that deal in Knoxville.
So were you guys living in Tennessee at that time?
No, we don't live in Tennessee. We're still in Houston. We simply have connect. I'm originally from Knoxville, and half of my entire family lives there. My mom, my dad, my sisters, aunts, uncles, all the good stuff. So Knoxville to me it's a place that we regularly go visit. We're there a lot. It's a city I know well. And it made sense when, we were looking for places to invest that might potentially be outside of Houston as a place that we could succeed in and do well, simply because we have a lot of local knowledge there, that others may or may not have.
Yeah, I would say you've got a ton of insider information. I mean, because when you grow up in an area, you kind of get immersed in the area whether you like to or not. I mean, Conchita, you came from another country like 30 years ago, and you became an American, and people would say, well, does she relate more to Brazil or does she relate more to America? So I'm going to ask you that question. Where do you relate more to? What has grown upon you?
I've been in the U.S., as you said, for over 30 years, and so well over half of my life. So I think at this point I'm more American than Brazilian, but I would say the Brazilian culture never leaves you. I come from a big Italian family. We talk with our hands, and so that would always be a part of who I am.
I love that. An Italian Brazilian who became an American. That should be made into a TV series. I mean, I think that's that. Yeah, I think that would be cool. That would be a great character stock. But let's get back to the real estate investing. So you guys make the decision to be lead investors. You make the decision to go to Tennessee, even though you don't live in Tennessee, but you've got tons of knowledge about the area. Let me just put it into context. So me, I grew up on the West Coast. I became a Texan back in 2013 when I retired from the United States Army. So I've got a lot of knowledge about the West Coast. I've got a lot of knowledge about Texas, but I'm considering investing in Tennessee. Now, let me just tell you how much knowledge I have about Tennessee. I've been there. I've gone to the major cities. I've gone to a lot of the minor cities. I basically walked as many places as I could in the week that I was up there, and I absolutely fell in love with Tennessee. I fell in love with the aesthetics. I fell in love with the people. I fell in love with the economic potential. Is that part of the reason you guys wound up going to Tennessee as opposed to staying in Texas to do your first multifamily lead deal?
Yeah, I mean, you hit on a lot of the things that we like about Tennessee. I mean, it from a an economic standpoint, it's a great place to be. It's got growing populations, more or less across the state. It's landlord friendly, it's tax friendly. It's basically operationally, it's more or less like being in Texas, but not. And then it gets some extra benefits too with relations to property taxes that are only assessed every few years as opposed to annually, insurance rates that are lower than Texas because it's not on the Gulf Coast, it's not hit by hurricanes. So you got a lot more stability in your operations from those standpoints, and you also have the economic potential, growth potential from, businesses moving in regularly, growing populations, and just, there's lots of good things. And like you said, the area is gorgeous. So, from a just a pure aesthetics, it looks fantastic as well.
The reason why we ended up in Tennessee is this is, as Matt said, it's his backyard. I mean, he grew up in the area. The first property that we bought is literally a mile and a half from the house that he spent the majority of his growing years in. And so when Lifestyles Unlimited opened a realty in Tennessee, we were the first people who were knocking on the door saying, that we live in Houston. And so we had been looking in properties in Houston for a while. And there was a lot of volatility around taxes and insurance. And if you're in the real estate business, as you know, that those are two key cost components. And so the amount of uncertainty around taxes and insurance here in this part of the country where we live, it was very, very high. We could never make the numbers work. But once Lifestyles Unlimited opened the Tennessee Realty, we were knocking on their door saying, hey, find a property here for us. These are our parameters. And they did. And we bought it.
Who did you work with at Lifestyles Realty?
Cindy O'Brien.
That's the same person I'm working with.
Yeah, Cindy's great. She's fantastic. Just from a from both the broker standpoint and just as a resource as well. She's been great to work with. We worked with her on both of our properties that we bought up there, and absolutely would recommend her.
Yep.
So I mean, but you guys have choices. I mean, you didn't have to work with Lifestyles Realty.
No.
Why did you choose them?
A little bit of trust. I mean, we've worked with Lifestyles with their brokers, for single families and in the past, having a bit of trust there. And also just a resource that we kind of knew, and knew what to expect from.
Yeah. I think Tennessee it's like right at the top of my list right now. I still like Texas, but Tennessee is giving me all kinds of indicators. That's telling me that I need to go there next. So Matt, I've got to ask you, will you ever move to Tennessee, or are you going to stay in Texas? I mean, what's the game plan for you guys?
The game plan right now is pretty set. We've got two kids that are in college right now at Texas A&M. I wasn't successful in getting them to go to Tennessee, but that's a whole nother conversation. Until they get out of school, we're gonna be here for a little bit. So we've got another 3-ish years before our youngest gets out, and up until then, we're in Texas. At that point, we'll take a look, and probably it'll depend on where they end up as to where we end up going.
So, Conjita, I think what Matt just told me is family is like the most important thing to both of you.
And college football, yes, yes. The answer is yes.
Oh, is Matt one of those crazy Tennessee wear orange guys?
Oh my gosh, have you seen his wardrobe here lately?
I forgot to troll you guys on Facebook, so no, I haven't. So is he wearing orange today?
Yes.
Yes. So you're hardcore.
Is it a day that ends in a Y?
I was gonna say that. Is it a day that ends in a Y?
Okay. So if you cut your finger, it comes out orange.
Yes, absolutely. That is
okay.
That is my passion outside of real estate.
Okay. So what we've established is that you guys have some things that are priority in your life, and you're making decisions based on those priorities. But those priorities are not interfering with your investing strategy. Am I onto something, Conchita?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. And I think that's the beauty of real estate investment is, number one, I like to say that we have a portable job. So even as leads, I mean, when you're passive, you're just waiting for reports and you're waiting for cash flow. But when you're a lead, you're actually, you know, managing a business. But the nature of this business is such that we've done Zoom calls from a cruise ship, and we've done calls with our property management company from Disney World, or, you know, wherever in the world we are, as long as we have an internet connection, we're good to go. And so where we live, it's you know, we're going to move to, if we move to wherever it makes sense, and we'll continue to invest where it makes sense.
So, I mean, if your kids wound up in Alaska and you decided you wanted to go to Alaska too, you could conduct business from Alaska?
Absolutely. Let's hope not Alaska. Let's not put that out in the universe, but yes.
Are you thinking more Hawaii or?
Nothing against Alaska, but I'm a warm weather person. Yes. Hawaii would be fantastic. Yeah.
So you guys could get on like one of those 72-day cruises that circumnavigates the globe, and you wouldn't miss a beat, would you?
That would be easy peasy.
Wow. I think you guys have this real estate stuff dialed in.
Well, we like to think we do, but you know, it's you know, not it is something that we constantly work on. So I mean, it's an evolving, just like everything else, it's an evolving process, and there's always room for improvement, and it's one of the things that I do like about it is there's always another challenge, if you will, to take care of and to overcome, and so it's always looking for ways that you can tweak the business to optimize performance as much as you can.
So you guys have one asset in Knoxville, Tennessee. You've got another one in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. If you were to buy your next asset, would you go to either of those markets, or do you have your eye on a separate market?
I think ideally we would like to go back to one of those two, just because it's, you know, we're established there. We have a presence. It just makes life easier if you can build off of what you've already established, and just continue to build that up. So ideally it would be one of those two. However, you know, again, you just don't know where things are going to pop up. So, you know, we keep an open mind and we evaluate everything as it comes up.
So let's say Cindy came up with a property in Chattanooga that actually met the metrics that you're looking for. Would you consider Chattanooga as an extra market?
Yeah. We would take a look at if it met all of our, you know, checked every box that we have on our, what we're looking for, we would absolutely take a look at it. There are Lifestyles leads currently in Chattanooga. I mean, again, that's the other beautiful thing about Lifestyles is we've got a, you know, we network even amongst ourselves with the owners that are in Tennessee, and we have several of them now. And, you know, it makes life easier when it's not just you, you know, by yourself in the market. When you get a little bit of company and there's somebody to bounce ideas off of and see what works at one property or what doesn't work at another property, and you can learn a lot of lessons from each other that way, and it's been great having that.
Well, since I'm a newbie into the Tennessee market, I'm looking to buy my first multifamily asset. Is there a particular city or town I ought to consider?
Me personally, I like the East Tennessee markets. I mean, you know, the Knoxville, Chattanooga markets to me, you know, Nashville's a good market. I'd probably look more at the outlying Nashville areas as opposed to downtown proper Nashville, but you know, really middle of East Tennessee is where I'm primarily focused. And those are the ones that I like. There's a lot of good population growth. You obviously get all the Tennessee benefits, and there's a lot of industry moving into those areas as well that you can take, you know, kind of use to help, you know, boost your rent profiles as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I've kind of become enamored with the Knoxville area. So as I'm looking at Knoxville, should I consider secondary and tertiary markets to Knoxville, or should I just stay in Knoxville? What are your thoughts on that?
There are definitely markets around Knoxville to look at. You know, I know people are looking in like the Oak Ridge area. I think you might see some opportunity buys in Maryville. But you know, Knoxville obviously is still growing. It's, you know, growing towards the west. So, you know, looking in that area and anything tertiary out that way would also be a benefit. But you know, again, the Knoxville area is one that I really like, and hopefully we can get back there again with another property sometime in the future.
So, Conjured, I have a very important question to ask you in front of millions of people. Are you okay with me asking this question?
Go for it.
If you were to move to Tennessee, where would you specifically move to and why?
I think we, I like the east part of the state. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful scenery. It's close, you know, so from Knoxville over to the east side, close to the mountains, close-ish to the coast. So I'd like to stay on the coast. I would even look, if we were to move like in North Carolina area. But yeah, but in the, on the east side, I loved Franklin. Franklin is, right outside. It's one of the suburbs of Nashville. It's growing very fast. It's very pretty, very, very pretty and very expensive. If you're looking at real estate properties on Zillow in Franklin, you fall off your chair, but it's beautiful.
But you guys could afford to live in Franklin, right?
We could afford to live in Franklin, yes. But, you know, that's just, it just comes down to, you know, again, my thing is we're waiting on the kids to figure out where we end up. And that'll have a pretty big say, I think, when the time comes, if we decide to move. For all I know, we could decide that this is where we want to stay. I don't know what the future brings on that.
But the beautiful thing is there's nobody controlling your life other than you. There's nobody telling you, hey, you've been transferred to a new part of the country and you get to sell your existing property, have the movers break all of your stuff as you move cross country, and then move all your broken stuff into your new property that quite frankly may not meet your needs and objectives. Right.
Yes, I mean, that's absolutely true. And that is something that, you know, having control of your life is something that it's really hard to put a price on. And you know, we absolutely have control over when, where, if we want to do anything, you know, as far as relocation or you know, trips, vacations, plans. I mean, the whole thing, we control every aspect of our day-to-day life at this point, which is fantastic.
So, Conjured, if you had a word of advice to give to somebody listening to us that's on the fence about joining Lifestyles Unlimited, maybe they're skeptical, maybe they just don't believe it works, what would you tell somebody in that position?
So I would encourage them to attend some of the events and scan the audience for the breadth of the range, you know, the wide range of folks that are actually successful in Lifestyles. I mean, I've seen people successfully invest in real estate, being school teachers, being corporate people like us, being, you know, a firefighter. I mean, it's a wide range of people, and the support that Lifestyles Unlimited provides you in terms of networking, mentoring, is invaluable, really. I mean, you know, like we came in with no real estate experience other than owning our house. And yet we're able to retire from it, even though that wasn't the original plan. So I would encourage, we were very skeptical people by nature, but I would encourage them to attend an event and just, like I said, scan the audience for the range of folks that are there, that are doing this and are actually getting mailbox money.
Matt and Conjured, I want to thank you for taking time out of your not-so-busy retired schedule to be a part of what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network. If you want to do what Matt and Conjured are doing, if you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.